tear my heart open, I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much, and my scars remind me.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. I'm holding down the fort here in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison. Brian's broadcasting live from Waukesha. We're talking some breaking, well, it was breaking news on Friday right before. It was a Friday news dump, which is like almost the most insulting thing, Brian, because then this morning I come in and I'm starting to cut headlines for the day, and Republicans got a second, the Republicans on the Supreme Court got a win as well. Because after a weekend, a holiday weekend, I come in on Monday, and this story is buried, Brian. This
totally
story
buried.
Isn't even the top page on the State Journal, on the Journal Sentinel, on there. This was not the top story anywhere. It literally has already been erased from a weekend's news cycle. That's all. It broke on Friday night at 5 p.m., and that was the decision. The state, the quote-unquote liberal media in Wisconsin is already done talking about this because it's not front page news anymore.
Wow.
They
don't want to hear
anyone.
They
got the win every time.
I don't want to hear anybody complain, oh, the liberal media. Who's talking about these maps? It's awful. It's crap. And every liberal should be pissed. And most of them don't even know about it.
These maps are garbage, Brian. These maps take they're more extreme than the worst gerrymandered maps that in the country over the last 10 years. From 2011 to 2020, these were the one of the worst set of maps. And now they've taken them and made them even worse because Republicans just couldn't help themselves but gerrymander even more. Not Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu didn't take the people into consideration since 2017. Republicans have lost 11 out of the 12 statewide elections held here in Wisconsin. Brian Hagedorn is the only Republican/conservative-leaning candidate that won statewide in the last 5 years. And their stance is, oh, we're not going to moderate our position. We're not going to meet the governor halfway. We're not going to do any. We're going to go to 11. We're going to make this worse. And Brian, this is the first time that I, as a young adult, ever actually contemplated moving away from this state. I went and did a summer in D.C. I liked it. It was part of a school program. I finished up my degree. I got to see what D.C. was like for a little bit. But it was a 2.5-month program, and I was itching to get back to Wisconsin as soon as I was on the East Coast for 2.5 months. I love Wisconsin. Wisconsin is in my DNA. And this was the first time where I sat and stared at myself and said, why is this state trying to diminish and shove in a corner the political views that I have so hard? Why am I choosing to put down roots here and make my life here if this state just wants to keep slapping me around? And I am a white male, so I can't imagine how just mind-blowingly upset other demographics have to be with these maps.
I gotta
because
tell you,
I know I have privilege. I am aware of my privilege,
mm-hmm.
And I try to do the best I can to advocate and enunciate for individuals out there that I believe aren't getting a fair shake and try to improve things to make things better, Brian. That's why I don't like the sound of my own voice. I don't come here from 2 to 3 on weekdays to do this radio show with you because I like hearing the sound of my own voice. That's probably the last reason why I'm standing in front of this microphone right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need change here in the state of Wisconsin. And for the first time ever, I contemplated why I'm trying so hard to do what I'm doing here. And why would I not want to go? If you're a young professional trying to establish yourself here in the state of Wisconsin, what is the state doing for you right now? What is this Republican legislature doing for you right now? They're not expanding access to healthcare. They're not legalizing marijuana and taking on the revenue stream that we could have here in the state that Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota has all taken advantage of. They're not investing in public schools. They're not doing anything right now to help attract Wisconsin, other people to come and live in Wisconsin, and they're driving Wisconsinites away. And to believe that these maps are going to improve anything in the next 10 years, there are some dark days ahead, Brian, if these are the best that we're going to have to deal with. And it is mind-numbingly frustrating. And I
can't argue with you, man.
I know you can't. And
I've been around this country. I've been almost coast to coast at least two or three times, man, on the ground, not flying. I've driven through. I've driven through the podunk bus stops that are towns. I've driven through the places where a gas station is the only thing they got. And the people around are all the same. I mean, not necessarily, you know, I mean, regionally they change, but at heart they're all pretty much good people that want things to live. And in general, most people are really darn good people. They just have different outlets and points of view. So what I can tell you is this: the gerrymandering only works because everybody votes a certain way. I'm going to quote Major League here. I'm going to go back to baseball and say, well, there's only one thing left to do, is go out and win the whole effing thing. And go out there and go door to door until everybody is sick of hearing you. And they need to understand that we're here and we're not going anywhere. And there's a little bit of hope I can give you. In my tour around the country, the places where that had the best, most awesome punk rock music scene, the ones that had the best crowds, the most populous amount of kids that were ready to go out there and change the world, that were going out there and fighting the system and trying to make change, the ones that went out would go out to a punk rock show in the middle of places. It's not New York or Chicago or anything like that. It's Indiana, Indianapolis. It's Salt Lake City. It's places where you'd think, oh, it's just a bunch of rednecks around there. And yeah, that's kind of what breeds it. Punk rock and change happens where it's needed. And right now, there's a whole bunch of need here. And I'm telling you, there is a whole bunch of people out there right now who are ready to go and do something. They just don't know what to do. So we got to go and get a hold of Ben Wickler and make sure we get everybody involved and organize the hell out of this. We got a couple months and we can do this.
Folks, we want to hear what you got to say about it as well. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.